This is David Box Show trivia time. What movie was this from?
Rocky IV.
Damn! You knew it! Did you see Creed 2?
I haven't seen Creed or Creed 2. I'm really kind of bummed out of myself.
Creed 1 is fantastic.
It's as good as it gets.
Sylvester should have finally gotten his Academy Award for that one.
Yeah.
It's that good. It's as good as, remember when you first watched Rocky 1?
Yep.
And it was just like, blow me away. That is good. It's like that.
I need to watch it.
Rocky, I watched the first half of Creed 2, and then I forgot to watch the second half, and now I can't watch it anymore because the video ran out.
Right.
So I'm not as impressed. It's fine. I'm not as impressed.
With what?
Creed 2.
No? It obviously didn't keep you captivated. You stopped it.
I had to stop because it was way past my bedtime.
7:30?
I think it was 8:30. Yeah. You actually texted me at 8:30 last night. What, you really think there's any chance I'm awake at that time?
Well, I don't know. I figured I better call you too because we were a little confused.
Yeah, and that phone, you really think that it went right to voicemail?
Yes, it did.
Because I have my...
But I was at least able to...
I have it shut down at 7.
I knew that if it went to voicemail, I'd at least be able to leave you a clear and concise message that of what we were trying to figure out. You know, this is that texting versus talking to people thing.
See, I was trying to just make it easy on you. I'm here every day, 8 to 10. So whenever you can come, I'm great with.
I know, but then you have like guests, and then I get bumped, and then I'm...
You only got bumped once, and it wasn't my fault. They don't communicate with me.
I'm just saying. I'm just like...
You know, I was going to have you in on Friday, and you could sit with me and Amanda.
Right.
I mean, I love Amanda.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. I have that. See that picture right there?
I do. I've said that to you before. I think that's awesome.
That's what that one is for her.
Oh, nice. So,
and then she'll get it on Friday when I talk to her on Friday.
That's awesome.
Also going to talk demo days on Friday.
Demo days?
Yes.
What's demo days?
Demo days is when the Aspen Golf Course has all the vendors out. And you can hit every club on the planet.
Yeah, there's some good stuff out there.
I got to send them an email. Oh, God, darn it.
You're not going to do that right now, right?
I have to do it right now because I will forget. Do you not know me? Do you not know me?
Okay, ADD guy.
I mean, literally, do you not know me?
I know. You're like hanging around with a 3-year-old. It was. You know what? Actually, I saw something kind of cool that was obnoxious but cool on the airport coming back from Charlotte because I had to go visit my mom.
Yeah.
And on the way back, there was a lady who had her two, a boy and a girl. Both of them were 5'6", right in that area, and maybe 7-ish at the max. No electronic devices whatsoever. So the two kids were just bouncing off the seats like we would in the old days. Because no one basically threw him a pacifier, which is some kind of electronic device to keep them occupied. And it was funny. There was a lady on my right who was just like losing her mind that this lady wasn't like keeping them from, you know, like not bouncing off the seat the whole time.
Right.
And I was just like, I sat there. I admired her because, you know, the whole video game thing and, you know, it's become a babysitter in today's world. And she just didn't let it happen. She finally, after a while, she would like give him like a workbook thing to do with math and reading or whatever. And they would do that for a while. And then they would bounce off the walls again. And then I was super psyched.
Now,
I didn't have that.
I was on the plane and some little dude behind me, I think they were from a foreign country, was slightly kicking the back of my seat most of the flight.
I would have said something.
It was really annoying.
I would have said something.
Yeah, but you are big and badass. I got to be careful because most people are bigger and badder ass than me.
I think that's one of those things where you say, hey, look, you know, long flight. Sorry, will you please, you know, please
almost
refrain.
I should have said something.
Yeah.
We're going way long.
We are?
I walked through a county courthouse square.
Yeah.
How about Johnny Cash?
All day, 24 hours a day.
He's all right.
I said, your courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for Ireland.
It's the David Box Show.
I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit.
Ragged old flag.
That's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.